Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? It is your boy, Young Tiller, back in here again with the Juice Radio Show. I got my guys and my gal, you know what I'm saying? You know, so please introduce yourselves.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Lil C, on the mic.
Yes, sir.
What's up, you guys? It's Little Red.
It's all good.
It's Illy Red.
Man, it's your boy 1010, the man with the plan. Back at it. Yes, sir.
yep.
Wayne threw me off.
Man, this is what a week it has been. Well, first, before we get into talking about our week, let's get into the weather real quick. So, today, currently right now, it is 63 degrees outside. Tomorrow will be 70. Saturday will be 75. Sunday will be 63 with a 50% chance of rain. Monday going to be 63. Tuesday going to be 70. Wednesday going to be 70 with a 40% chance of rain. Then next Thursday is going to be 75. I mean, weather going to be cool. It's going to be all right.
Finally feel like fall, bro.
Man, I had a whole sweater and a vest on.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I had some Halloween vibes going. You know,
little but, pumpkin spice.
I had a flashback when I was in school.
Man, it was orange too. The sweater was orange. Ooh, it was nice.
And a pumpkin spice vibe.
Yeah, okay, boy, okay. I don't need to do that. But anyways, how was y'all's week this week, man? Tell the world how y'all week was this week.
I mean, my week was pretty cool. I mean, you know, I mean, we only have school 2 days of the week because we on fall break right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, I be getting my sleep and been chilling, been fine. You know, me, Will, Willie to go. He ain't here right now, but we went hooping yesterday. It was cool. You know, we got a couple buckets, got a couple dubs. Something light.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we here today.
Hey, bro, y'all ain't invite nobody, bro, when y'all go.
Will invited on Snap. But, you know, I was asleep. I didn't want to feel like getting up.
He invited you to go
hooping?
I think he made a post about it.
Yeah, he made a post. It was like, catch us, tap in. Yeah.
Mm. You know how Will is.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I probably did. I probably wasn't paying attention to who it was.
Probably just swiping through.
Man. Dang.
Please do that. I love a tap. You don't want to watch nobody's stories just going through them.
I do be watching stories. I just get to a point where I'm just like, dang, I done watched like 5 stories already, like straight through. Like, dang, I don't even know who I just looked at.
So, pressing the screen.
You don't even know how we got friends.
Man. Dang. But, yeah, like you said, fall break is this week. Bro, on Wednesday, my mama came in my room. She's like, don't you got to go to school?
Yeah, nah.
I woke up, I was like, nah, I'm on spring break.
Like, nah,
she said, huh? I mean, fall break. Like, oh, okay. They just walked out.
She thought she was tripping.
Bro, for real. It's been so long, bro, that I've been in school. It's like, dang. Fall break. When they told me it was fall break, I was like, yo, I ain't had a fall break since I don't know when.
Feel good, man.
Bro, for real. It's like, yo, I thought I was gonna have to be going waking up for the rest of my life to go to school. But this fall break been nice. Been sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. But like they always go by quick. That's the only thing I don't like about them.
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's it right there.
Like it's Thursday already, bro. Like, come on,
bro. So I need a good 2 weeks,
honestly.
And then that 2 weeks gonna be I need 4 weeks.
This gonna be like. Man, a flash.
Nah, but my week been cool. I went to school for 2 days. Didn't do nothing in school but watch a movie, and then for the rest of the time I've been sitting at home. Well, I'm either at work or I'm sitting at home playing a game.
Mm.
That's really just about it. But it ain't what's up, dog. It's been cool, but yeah, anybody else?
We'll see.
Yeah. All right, so my week was pretty cool. 2 days of school, like everybody else. So I was just chilling, you know, doing my schoolwork. So the last 2 days, it was like, get your grades up. If you have any missing assignments or something like that, you know, get your stuff in order, stuff like that. But other than that, I just been chilling, you know, outside, hanging with the homies on the block.
Not on the block.
On the block.
Yeah, just playing basketball, you know, just living life, enjoying every second of it.
Amen.
Yep, staying away from coronavirus. That part.
But are you really, if y'all standing on the block together?
That's what I'm saying.
On the block?
I wash my hands, you know. You got to wash your hands.
Did you have a mask on? Like, did you take precautions?
Man, you're going to suffocate if you have a mask.
You play like
would
we
you
play.
Would you 6 feet? Like, wash your hands?
You can't do that. That boy said you can't play defense with 6 feet in between.
You can't do that.
That's 6 centimeters? Maybe.
Yeah. But not 6 feet. But, you know, just having fun. That's pretty much it. Man, been enjoying fall break so far. I just wish it was longer.
Man, bro, that would be lit.
Ellie Red.
Off the flat.
I haven't been doing nothing but work, sleep, and getting ready for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
The 27th.
So are you a Scorpio?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to know something crazy? I'm right in between.
I'm actually on the borderline of Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm on the borderline of a Libra and a... What's after Libra?
Scorpio? I think it is.
Yeah.
My mama, I think she a Libra. I think.
Yeah.
Hey, mama,
yeah.
I know you listening in. So don't get mad at me if I get that wrong.
Nah, I'm literally right on that. My birthday is on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the 23rd is the cutoff date.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right there. It's like, dang.
I know, because my brother, he a Scorpio, too. I just be like,
I don't really pay. To be honest, I don't really pay attention to all that stuff.
Me either.
I think it's more of a not to say it like that, but I think it's more of a girl thing to think of it. At some point in time,
mm-hmm.
like the only time I talk about it is when a girl asks me, "What's your sign?"
Yeah,
I don't know.
They be like, "Oh, you act like a Capricorn." Like,
what? What does that mean?
Exactly.
A Capricorn? How do I have a Capricorn?
I've met people that, like, they asked me what my sign was and stopped talking to me because I was a Capricorn. I was just like, bro, what?
But that's weird.
That's weird. I'm like, why?
I have so many Capricorns in my family, so I just...
We love to see it.
Nah, bro. I don't get it. I don't get it one bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I got something to talk about.
Okay.
So... with everything going on, you know, Trump, he had a rally the other day, and he said that if you've gotten corona or COVID, that, and you, like, you're good now, he said that you're immune to it now. So, like, you can't get it. If you had it before, you can't get it again.
That man is lying to us.
But is it true, though? That's
but
the
each
question.
Stage,
that's
but they said the strength, the stages is getting stronger. So, if we had the first stage, let the second stage come, and they're stronger than the first stage, you're going to get it again.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not true, because I saw somebody on the internet, like he was on social media. And
He got it twice?
He got it twice. He was like, I had it before. No, this is my second time having it. I'm like, what? So it's just like, man, I honestly don't trust anything that come out of his mouth.
Mm-mm. Don't trust it.
No, you can't at that point. Like, bro, you setting these people up for failure.
Because they already said that the stages is getting worse. So if the first wave went through, everybody caught it. So who caught it or whatever, they survived. Second stage coming through, that's going to be a stronger stage. And your immune system's not built for that one. It's just built for the first one you get.
Yeah.
So you're going to catch it again.
Like, the whole thing is basically, it's like a tree, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it builds up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna get it, and it's gonna branch out to somebody else, and it's just gonna keep on.
It's
like,
gonna spread.
Exactly. It's just gonna keep on spreading. So please, just wear your mask, so we won't have to later on.
That's very smart.
And you know, even with like in Tulsa, bro, we getting like 400 more cases a day.
A day?
Yeah.
400
like,
a day?
Yeah, it's like that.
Dang, we got that many people here?
Yeah, we in a hot spot.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. So, yeah. People, please.
I think I need to leave.
And go where? Because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Not in Hawaii.
So you got to live
Ashley,
in
pain. Ashley, on the news, they have the stop boats and stuff. And took tests from them coming back from the islands.
And what they been?
Some of them been positive, some of them been negative. So. Take that chance.
Yeah, I'd rather be isolated than I'll go to Japan. They already got it figured it out.
Honestly, like, why won't we just do what they did? Like, everybody was quarantined for like a little while.
Just imagine though, like, could you imagine everybody, every single person has to be stuck in their house. In their house. They can't leave at all.
True, you got a point. But I mean, like, it can either come out bad or it can come out good.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm just saying.
The whole house dead, the whole house alive.
But, like, I hope it ain't dead.
I mean, I hope it ain't dead.
I mean, but, if you got the corona, right, we don't have, like.
No, but I'm saying even if you do or if you don't have it, you still got to quarantine.
Exactly. You quarantine like, the whole
we
house.
Should, we should take that chance.
Yeah, bro. If you want it to get better. We gotta take a chance.
We gotta take a chance.
Gotta make a sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Man. Like, I feel like people should get tested. Like, everybody should get tested and see, like, what happens. So, if you got it, you got it.
Yeah.
The quarantine.
I don't know about tested.
If hey, everybody gets.
Oh, my bad. Go.
How about everybody get tested? Whoever come back positive, they go. We're gonna put them in their own area. Let them quarantine.
I feel like they'll get packed quick, though.
Yeah. That building gonna be.
They can't quarantine because they all stuck together.
Everybody had their own room.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a big building.
Man, that's gonna be multiple buildings.
Put them downtown.
They're gonna be huge, boy.
Have a whole man, part of downtown just blocked off.
They gotta stay in the BLK center.
Dang, that's 20,000 right there. If that thing fill up, that's tough.
Boy, you think you're going in there? Ain't nobody going in there to watch an NBA game for 5 years.
It's gonna be terrible.
Boy, that place is gonna be shut down for the longest.
Go hide the suits on from Monster Inc.
Bro, could you imagine having that? But nah, that'd be too much. Anyways, back to the topics, man. What else you got for us?
All right, so there's like it's like genocide going on in Africa. I don't know if y'all knew, but like in Ethiopia, my friend, she's actually Ethiopian. She told me about this. She told me there's like mass genocide going around where like people are getting killed. They're like religion. And I know that in Nigeria, they're getting killed because of, like, their religion, what they wear, and, like, how they style their hair, which is weird. So, yeah. I want to know, like, how y'all feel about that, man?
Man, I think you should do whatever you want to do. It's your body.
I mean, it happened before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know. They are based off of, like, you said Nigerian?
Nigeria and Ethiopia.
They kind of based off of like they have their mindset to where it's like if it ain't this way, then it ain't happening at all.
Right.
Dang. And, you know, it's like, and I feel like that's a harsh way to be.
It is.
So, you know what I'm saying? There has to be. They don't want things to change. Like, you know how as we grew up, things change. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, there's just things that. You don't do certain ways anymore because of like that's the old way. We don't do that no more.
That's how America was.
You said that's how what?
America was like Thomas Jefferson. He was pushing for us to like a little history session.
He was going ahead with.
He was pushing for us to like stay the same. Like he wasn't trying to like improve. He was just trying to stay the same. I forgot. I think it was John Adams who like he pushed for us to have like an industrial like revolution. So we have like more machines and stuff. So like that's what built on to like what we are today. But Thomas Jefferson was trying to stay the same for like his time instead of improving over time. So I feel like, one way or another, they're gonna stop that one day. But it's just like the fact is like right now they're just not, which is messed up. Like y'all killing innocent people because of how they are. Like today day and age, like you should be who you want to be. And you shouldn't be judged off of it.
That's true.
It's a fact.
I agree with that.
Man, well, definitely. Like I said, in history, my history class, it happened before when the whites came to Africa, and we had split them up, literally split them up from light skin to dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
If you was dark skin, you was a soldier. If you was light skin, they killed you. Then they white people came back and changed it all over again. If you was, light skin, you're a soldier. If you dark skin, they kill you. So it happened before.
Crazy right there.
Nah, man, it's just crazy how, like, the world, like, how it shaped for us to be today. like, we wasn't supposed to be like this, honestly.
It really wasn't.
It's just crazy to think, like, we have, like, friends, people, like, mixed, like, religion, race, like, how they are, like, it's crazy. Like, we wasn't supposed to end up like this, but we ended up being like that, man, so.
Things happen, I guess, bro.
Yeah, man.
We don't like that. We don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
We don't like that. Oh, bro, just things happen, dog.
No, no. Man, forget that.
We don't want that. No, sir. We trying to be... I don't even know.
Equal. We want to keep improving. But like, Corona's just putting it to a standstill.
Yeah.
Like, big old robot. Just stopping our lives. We're trying to get through it, man.
It definitely is a roadblock. Stopped everything.
I just hope, you know, with the year winding down, we in like how do we say it? Like the last third, like in baseball, everybody bottom of the ninth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we in the bottom of the ninth of the year.
Yep.
I just hope, like, what was it, 2021? Yeah, 2020. I forgot what year we was in. But 2021 is just better. I hope this, like, Corona, it can lift. It's going to take a minute,
mm-hmm.
especially since people don't be wanting to wear their masks.
Yeah.
But, like, I just hope the numbers go down. We can go back to normal life. Like, bro, we're not supposed to be living our life like this.
I hope by the summer of 2021, we're down where we can have our normal lives back.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's going to completely go away.
It's not, but it's going to be a few, like how the flu was and Ebola was.
Exactly.
It was a big spread. And it just started down slowly. If we give these scientists enough time, if they come back, they figure this out. Like, what is it we can do to, like, stop it? This 6 feet and wear your mask, that's stopping it, but it's not stopping the spread.
It's going to take time.
Like, it's like containing it.
Yeah.
But it's not just stopping it.
Like, just keeping it in one spot.
Basically, it's just bad for people, man.
So, celebrity, what was I going to say? Who was it? Hold on, I'm going to die, I think. I was just looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Sierra, the dancer, she dressed her 2-month-old baby in $700 worth of Gucci.
So she got the money.
Hey, man.
I wish.
It was like $700 worth of Gucci. I was like,
$700. Hold on, how old is the baby?
He's only 2 months.
Oh, my.
He don't know what that is. Just look. He's still wearing
it. That boy gonna look at his head.
Just stop all over it.
Gucci?
Gucci? Can't even pronounce my mom and daddy yet.
He's
wearing Gucci.
Gucci?
What's the first word?
Got some black all over it.
Sierra and Russell, they really a power couple though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they were really, like...
They match.
Perfectly. Wait, just a cup and everything. Yeah, I remember when, like, Sierra and Future used to mess with each other. And she dropped that song. I remember that. They split and she started messing with Russ. Now Russ, the funny thing is, when Sierra was messing with Future, he was at like the top of his game. Now that Russell Wilson messing with, now Sierra messing with Russell Wilson, he at the top of his game. we love a woman that upbring her man, but we love to see it.
And then, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but Cardi and Offset is back together.
Oh yeah. I was wondering why.
Yes.
I seen
but,
the story.
But her comment too, that's a different type of story. We can't talk about it all here.
Yeah, I saw the part.
Yeah. And then
how old did she turn? Like 30?
28.
Oh.
She's
28? Yeah, yeah. She's 28. All right. Megan Thee Stallion and who is it? Trey.
Daystar.
Megan Thee Stallion and dang, I forgot his name. The one she's into it with.
Tory Lanez.
Yeah. He put a
Daystar.
He put a restraining order on her.
Ain't it supposed to be the other way?
Well, he just, because you know how everybody's coming for him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he just put a restraining order on her where they got to stay in.
You think he did it?
It said he did it, but I believe it was her.
What do you mean you believe it was her? You think she shot her own foot?
That's whack. She was just like, you know what?
Well, wasn't another person in the car then?
Yeah, it was like a security guard. That's who I thought who did it.
No, I don't know. It said something about a.
It was another celebrity in the car.
Kylie wasn't in the car.
She wasn't in
there. She wasn't there.
It was another person in the car, so somebody seen what happened.
Somebody knows.
They better speak out.
What happened.
So we can just end this.
Yeah,
somebody knows.
Either
we got this war going on for what?
Either Tory finna get these 20 plus years or.
Dang, 20 plus.
Yeah. If he get convicted, it's gonna be like
20 plus.
Yeah, like 20.
They got him guilty. Yeah.
That boy, I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
Gonna be like, Kodak, making music in this.
Bro, they need to free that boy Kodak. That's what they need.
Free Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda and Kodak. We need them.
We need them, man. Sounds like this. We need them.
They probably gonna be the ones that change the world, man.
Dang.
So,
we take a quick break.
Quick break.
Quick break.
Quick break. We can take a little quick break. So right now, I got a little ticker for you. It's called Foreign Future and Nav. And then after that, I have some Jaden Smith.
What?
Jaden Smith.
He's a hater, just it's some new Jaden. It ain't the old Jaden. It's new Jaden. But yeah, we'll be right back with you guys. This is the Juice Radio Show.
Let's go.
Foreign bodies on me. Shawty said, back up, pull up on me. She on red, she don't even know me. Give me, you could slide up on me. Bring your friend. Toast up if you're scoring it. Toast up if you're scoring it. For real. You need support to get your confidence. For ill. She needs to purify her mindset. Yeah. You don't really gotta cry, for real. Put my ice on, give me confidence, for real. Be lots of income, got me coming out my deals. Don't wanna hear you complain if you ain't paying no bills. Don't let them take your spot, there's a lot of girls that will. Tell me your secrets, I'm racks in my pocket like Polly. All this beauty starting to bother me. Am I coming back? I don't know, probably. When she nagging, I don't give my ear. Trust, start crying as if I care. Truth be told, she ain't going nowhere. You weren't there when I came up. Shorty want me cause I'm famous. My console alliance can't tame us. Go down to the party, they blame us. Midnight sliding on a hot block. Chop me them death, made them pop lock. Bought it in cash when my car dropped. I got to make a jaw lock. Boring, daddy's on me. Shorty said, check up, pull up on me. She on red, she don't even know me. Give me, you could slide up on me. Bring your friend. Toast up if you're pouring it. Toast up if you're scoring it. For real. You need support to get your confidence. For ill. She needs to purify her mindset. Yeah. You don't really gotta cry the for real.
Oh, show me like you saw. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? We back. It's the Juice Radio Show. Here with your boy, Tan Tan, the man with the plan. And we got a new member, man. He came in today. Introduce yourself.
No, had some things I needed to handle, but I'm up in here now. You already know it is. Well, really good. I'm here. I'm live. I'm active.
Go ahead and tell the people about your week, man.
You know, it's been a light week for real. I had like 3 days off, back to back to back. So I really been chilling since Monday. I was supposed to get paid today, but it was a little complication, so I had to come up there, put my foot down, let them know. I was like, hey, something ain't right.
I need that check.
I need it. I put in them hours I deserve. I put in a cool little 55 hours maybe. I don't know. It was up there, though, and I want my bread, especially since I spent all my bread because I knew I was getting paid today. So for me to not get paid today, I had a problem.
He planned this whole little...
Man, on me, I planned it out. Looked at my bank account this morning, still said $18. I was like, dang. I was like, what's going on? I was in disbelief. I closed the app. I restarted. I was like, all right, maybe I'm tripping, you know. Nah,
it started getting in there yet.
Maybe hit a hit.
Yeah, I made sure I checked it before I walked in the building. I was like, let me check one more time before I come up in here and be like, hey, where my money at?
but it still said $18. You see, I spent some of that $18. I went and got some chips and something to drink. I never learned, but you know, still, it's okay though. Yeah, I talked to him. I guess he put in the wrong bank or something. So
your money in the wrong bank.
they gotta send me a check or whatever. Hopefully it comes tomorrow. And after tomorrow, I'm gonna have a problem.
Boy, oh boy.
I've been there.
That boy.
You see, I spent a little bit of it.
Man, you see, I spent about six of it already. Like, man.
That was 18 minus 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
$12 left. You see, that's how they got me. You see, and it was at my job. That's the thing. You're not supposed to hustle me out of my money when I work with y'all. And, you know, I had my little chips or whatever. She was like, man, you know, they 2 for $3.50. And I was like, and I had 3 bags of chips, you see, and I was like, so you tell me I should grab another bag? And she was like, yep, I think you should. And then next thing you know, grabbed another bag. Discount still went through, but you know, still is a cool little $6.46. And I seen it on my phone. I was like, dang, I ain't even need it for real.
Said a little thug.
What I'm gonna do with 4 bags of chips? You know, like I'm gonna eat them all, but still. And then she was questioning me. She thought I was still in high school and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, and I'm sick of it. I had to show her my ID. You know how that feels to be 20 years old and you got to show somebody to show your ID just to let them know that you out of high school? Like, I've been out of high school for 3 years, bro. Like,
pain.
Real pain. All I know is pain. I got called a middle schooler this week at the gathering place just trying to hoop. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, at this point.
Why they call you that, bro?
Man, it's the face, man. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, it's not that I'm short, like, and I'm still getting called in middle school. Like, when I was in middle school, I wasn't even 5 feet tall. And I'm still getting called in middle school. Like, I just don't understand.
Dang.
Trials and tribulations.
It's all good, man.
I'm finna get a beard wig.
I've never heard that before. Hold on, say that again.
Real? Finna get it glued on.
That boy bitched on.
I'm gonna come here next week, full beard. I'm not gonna be like, when that happened? Oh, it's been growing. It's been growing. No, I'm gonna get the stubble. Get the stubble, and then I'm gonna come through. Watch.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna get what's them commercials that be on Bosley? I'm gonna apply that. All right here.
Hey, no, not the Bosley.
Nah, it's gonna be some white people hair. It's gonna be all stringy. Loose, and they just gonna be like my texture.
You need to copy Tanner. That's what you need to.
Better just shave his. Better just get it right. Better do something.
Yeah, on a serious note, we like to, me and Will, and everybody else here, we would like to appreciate the people that came by the radio show yesterday for the fundraiser for an advance to tell his family.
Yeah, we was hurt.
We raised about $1,500.
$1,500?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that boy was getting that bucket,
that,
huh?
You know, dancing in the street a little bit.
But we got our steps in.
You know.
That boy said we was dancing in the street.
He really was, bro.
Yeah, something strange for a piece of change.
Ooh, I don't know about that one.
It was for a good cause, you know. It was for a good cause. My conscience was in the right place. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. They had the old school bops playing. I had my slides on. I had my little two-step going. You know, yeah, they was dropping money. Other people was driving past me. Man, you know, it's rough when they look dead at you and then they roll their window up some more and then keep on driving.
That's exactly what happened.
And they at the stop sign, so they stop at the stop sign, just look straight ahead and don't look at you.
I ain't gonna make no eye contact. I ain't gonna make no eye contact.
Like, bro,
it'd be so awkward,
I just
bro.
Be like, bro, I know you see me, bro.
Come on, man. Come on to him, knock on the window.
Please.
What a good call.
A piece of change.
Spare change.
Spare change.
Spare change, man.
Get away!
Man, get foot ran over.
Ooh, not the toes.
Not the toes. That would be it.
I need it.
I would have fell off. I would have fell all the way out.
What else? I would no shoes.
Talking about like with slides.
Yeah, slides on.
Socks. Slide would have been flattened.
Even if you still need some, you'll need some steel toe boots to protect your toes from that.
At that point.
Even then, the steel might bend on me. Never know.
It might feel a little.
Just that one day.
Steel gonna creak in on me.
Damn. Nah, you need some with some thick material. Man, do nothing to your toe.
Finna get some.
You need
steel toes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Finna say that.
If they make them. Even throw Chris protectors in there on top of that.
What? With another sock in there, too.
Nothing happened in my feet.
That boy said my toes is protected.
Man. So let me also put a little bulletproof shield in there to just protect somebody trying to shoot me in my foot.
I don't care about
nowhere else. My feet, boy.
You gotta have the feet.
Shoot me, bullet bounce back.
Just bounce off.
Like, yeah.
Start ricocheting around.
That boy said, ow! This feels powerful.
That's funny, bro.
But man, let's get into sports, man. A lot happened since we've been gone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
NBA Finals passed off. You know, the NBA champions, the Los Angeles Lakers.
LeBron
got his fourth.
Number four.
And his fourth Finals MVP.
Yes.
I know he was going to do
MVP.
It.
That's why
he's the GOAT.
I knew he was going to win.
The second person to
I never doubted him.
Four NBA championships
on
and
three
four
different teams.
I think he's the first to do that.
On three different teams?
And he's the second player ever to have four championships and four Finals MVPs. The only person other to do that is Jordan. So
that's right.
Simple.
Yeah, bro, that boy.
Like me.
It was a really, I think it was a good series.
It really was,
it
bro.
Really was.
Yeah,
it really was.
I really thought that we was going to go to game seven, bro. If we was going to a game seven, I was like, bro, this is the craziest year ever.
LeBron took
to game seven.
By a Heat team with no real superstar.
Jimmy Butler. Superstar.
Now he is. He's been that. Okay, I've been that.
You're supposed to back me up, Quad. You a Bulls fan.
Oh, yeah, and the Bulls, that was legit. I was sidetracked for a bit. But Jimmy Butler, that boy is a superstar.
He needed to go back.
No.
They need to go back.
Yeah, they need to get the whole squad
to the
back together. If they get the whole Bulls team back together,
Jimmy back. They would be nice.
Zach Levine, oh yeah.
He a bucket, even to this day.
Underrated.
Facts.
That team will be.
Zach Levine is elite.
He wasn't an all-star this year, was he?
No.
He should have been. Him and Bradley Beal should have been.
Elite.
Bradley Beal been hooping.
He averaged 30 points a game.
You know who I feel like it slept on?
Who?
Aaron Gordon.
Bro, just
I feel like he
athletic.
Slept on.
He is super athletic.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, in my opinion,
I feel you.
I respectfully disagree.
Like, if he got, I don't care how you feel, but
he's rated exactly how he is.
I think he just
got the buddies. I don't really see, he can jump out the gym, I'll give him that, but besides that, I don't really see.
He's saying he's one-dimensional.
I don't really see his skills. I hope Aaron Gordon not listening to me right now. I'm not hating, I promise. But, you know, as far as I know, I don't see Aaron Gordon really, really just going crazy, you know, like that.
I feel like
Aaron Gordon slept on, you know. He's good, you know, starter caliber, but I ain't just going to be like Aaron Gordon.
Like, he get a little jump shot on him. He'll be a little burner biscuit. He kind of played like how Blake played when he played for the Clippers. But now, you look at Blake now, he got like a jump shot.
Blake got a deep back. He's like
that. Right. He'd be pulling out some crazy moves on people.
He's like that.
I'm like, okay. Like, where was this?
Mm-hmm. There'd be some times I was like, yo, what are you doing? How are you doing that?
Then he'd be like, yeah, I do this. I'm like, all right. Go ahead.
Man. Go ahead then. We ain't mad at you. We're not mad at you at all.
Further your game. Increase that bag.
Those doubters wrong.
That's what I be doing, you know, sometimes. You know, that bag be so deep, I be forgetting I have something in there until I really do it, you know. It's crazy. You know, I'm really trying to steal from Trey's bag. Trey be doing the little hook shots. I ain't got them down.
Boy, that boy Trey is magical.
He do some hook shots I ain't never seen before. Man. I still got memories. I got to see the pull hook shots from the 3-point line and make them. And I just sit there like, nah.
You fool.
Nah, how he do that? Trey like, boom, boom.
Trey, Texas Playboy Kareem, bro.
Trey Abdul-Jabbar. That's
who
he is.
That boy is killer, though. He ain't even gonna lie. The moves he be pulling off, I'm like, dang, bro.
Where was this?
Boy, he'll hit you with a fadeaway, a deep fadeaway
right.
three. not even a three, it'd be a two. Or he'll hit you with a running jump three.
Oh, yeah. That boy will run.
Like, oh, that ain't going in.
Like, oh! He'd be running one way to turn his whole body, got the leg up, kick it out.
Boy.
Butter.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, whoa.
That's in my bag, too.
Ain't nobody. Mm-mm. You know, I ain't stopping him.
I just got to loosen up the bag a little bit. I've been retired, so the bag started to tighten up on me, so I can't pull out everything I want to pull out. So I got to loosen up the bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
But yeah, besides the NBA, man, the NFL is going on. I heard they're talking about postponing the league, which I hope they don't.
Pro Bowl got canceled this season.
For real? I didn't hear about that.
Damn, it ain't happening. Ain't that like All Star?
That's
All Star weekend for football.
Except it's like at the end of the season, which is kind of dumb.
You said it was at the end of the season?
Like every year is at the end of the season. Like
this right before playoffs.
Mm, yeah. But we got that. And breaking news, man. Like while we was at the show, Le'Veon Bell, he got released yesterday from the Jets. Happy for him. But he got picked up by the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yeah. How about them Chiefs?
I went blank for a second. Love it.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
The reigning Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
I guess we're going back again this year, guys.
We?
Y'all ain't a part of that?
We?
We going back.
Yeah.
I am a faithful Packers fan. We are going to the Super Bowl.
Got a cheese
head
here.
Yes, sir. Got a cheese head here.
I know what I'm going to give you for Christmas.
Get you a big block of cheese. For no reason.
I get him a cheese hat. I want to see him. All right, you got to wear that every time you come to the show. The
every
hat.
Game, every, I want to see you with it on.
Every time we win that week, I will come to the show with it on if you give me one. How about them cheese?
What kind of cheese?
American.
Parmesan.
But yeah,
Jack.
They picked up a Pro Bowl caliber running back.
Yeah, he is cold.
Mid-season. I wonder, because like, the thing is, like, they already stacked their running back.
Clyde Edwards, hilarious.
Boy's a dog.
He ain't getting less touches than, you know, Le'Veon there. But, you know, the passing corps is already stupid deep.
Caliber.
Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Mecole Hardman. That's rough. That's already tough as it is. And it's Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball, so he's going to get it there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Le'Veon Bell just chilling there. So it's rough.
Yeah.
They probably going to run that little two running back offense like the Ravens did.
Twin backs.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, man. They just going to be nasty. Like, like they already stacked, but when you add, like, a Pro Bowl, it's already, like, top-tier passing game, bro. It's just, man.
It's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Man, all I got to say is, y'all lucky my team got hurt. We would have been a different
Who?
Maker.
Who your team?
Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky half the team got hurt. It was about to be our year. No cap. We were Super Bowl bound. Easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
No. I just know, man. Y'all going to see my Packers versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
You said Chiefs?
Chiefs versus the Packers. Don't you?
Y'all know. You know you're going to lose.
I don't know about that. I feel like we can give the Chiefs a run for their money this year, though.
I don't know, cuz. I don't know. What? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Chiefs. Let me. What's the score going to be?
Hey, I say it's going to be a high scoring game.
A high scoring game? We should bet on it right now.
I say, like,
save our money up for this game.
You got it. I say something like 35-42.
Hmm.
35-42?
Like, 42,
must know the future.
42,
like, let me come back and it's really 35-42.
Or like 42-45.
Like, I know Shadopas over here. Like,
that boy went back to the future.
I'm going
to
ask you for the next lottery numbers. Yeah.
Y'all too loud. Y'all too loud, man. I'm supposed to be telling people.
Y'all too loud. See, y'all ain't going to come get him.
Hey, y'all see Terry after last week?
Nah, I ain't
heard from him.
He just disappeared.
Bye.
Bro, that boy just threw a gone. Yeah, I heard you went to boarding school or something. Yeah, that's what they told you. That's what you're supposed to believe.
That's what they told you. That whole conspiracy theory
that's
on me.
You're supposed to believe.
Where did Tanner Frank go after this show?
Boy,
they gonna make
that
whole,
like some YouTube content right now.
That's a whole Netflix documentary.
Okay, right?
That's the videos you watch in the dark. When the
nobody home. I'm scared.
You're like, ooh, can't watch this. Let me turn this off.
Get some chills.
Chills.
Like, I know him.
Somebody come knocking on the door. Do. What you doing? Think they're coming to get you too? You're scared.
I ain't did nothing.
I don't know nothing with Tanner, no. I don't even know who that is. I was just watching the video.
That'd be funny.
Man, you start protecting yourself. I barely even know him. I just see him once a week.
And I only see him on Thursdays.
No, occasionally.
Just hearing that. I don't even know what school he graduated from. I don't even think he graduated.
Nah, that
got
funny.
Nothing to do with me.
I mean,
yeah, man. That's that, man. Like, I feel like football season has been good, though. A lot of teams have been underperforming.
That's football.
Yeah, that's football. I think it could be a good 1 year and trash next year.
Okay, speaking of performances, how do you think the Lakers and LeBron's performance was?
They played good. They played good.
Was on the court. We would have won it.
Info.
He said it. Playing what position?
Don't matter.
Point guard.
Point guard.
Better than Rondo?
Rondo came off the bench.
Who was starting point guard?
It was
Quinn Cook.
KCP.
Yeah. And he had Danny Green bumps. So.
Hey, you know what's funny? They left their boy Quinn Cook.
They left Quinn Cook at the head.
That was funny, bro.
He was on JR live stream. He's like, turn the bus around.
That's tough.
That was hilarious. Hobby won a championship. Y'all leave me.
He said, I won the championship. Now I got to walk home.
Man,
I would have been heated.
Yeah.
That boy said, JR was like, hey, yo, we got to turn the bus around.
Yeah.
He said, nah, he gotta catch a flight.
Yeah.
That's so tough. He has to stay in the bubble for one more day.
That's how it be. Put me in the league. I'm really different. I can guard Curry, and I can hold him to about 35.
You can hold him to about 30.
I can hold him to 35. He ain't going to go more than 35.
We can't put you in the NBA if you can't
I'm going to drop about 15
him,
back on him, though.
If you can't hold him to where he ain't making more than 15, 20,
I got a proposition for you. How about I hold him to 28?
Nope.
Just quit the cap.
Who told you? Who said you was a coach now?
Me.
My bad.
You forget who you're talking to.
Coach Quad, you get a
Coach
you
Young
move,
Tula, that's
you
who
got a movie
is.
On the way too.
You obviously
Netflix documentary.
YouTube. You obviously ain't seen the YouTube videos.
he's gonna see the next YouTube video. He's gonna pull me to the side, start lecturing me.
Hey, he's gonna be a changed player.
gonna cut him just yelling at me.
He's gonna pull the Coach Carter.
He's gonna put his hands on me. He's just scared out there. Like, no, Coach, I'm not.
He's gonna make you run 1,000 suicides, 700 push-ups by the end of the weekend.
You miss another three. Get off. You miss another three. You going to the bench.
Hey, your boy Tanner and Wayne gonna have to help you out.
I got a coach.
All of you assume I'm not a smart player.
I do the suicides.
I do the push-ups.
You was crazy, did you say 1,000 push-ups by the end of the day?
Bruh.
Man, I was just like,
he had
do you think he is?
1,000 everything by the end of the week.
Yeah, Wayne over there like, I don't know what they talking about. I ain't doing nothing.
I
would have
did it, though.
Yeah,
he might have took a couple weeks, but I would have did it.
Nah, you got 1 week. You ain't got a couple weeks. You got 1 week.
I would have faked an injury.
Just imagine, if his teammates was not messing with him like that, if his teammates didn't stand up for him or whatnot, it's over with.
Mr. Cruz wouldn't have been on
the bucket.
He was a bucket.
Y'all ain't never seen nobody do that.
He was Curry before Curry.
On the fast break, he went to the corner, not the top of the key. He went all the way to the corner, pulled the three, and then ran down court. He's different.
Coach Carter couldn't even say anything. He was just like,
nah, he said, you do that again, you're going to get glued to the bench. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Hey, it's been a minute. I ain't going to care.
That's exactly what he said. You know, me personally, I would have just pulled it at the top of the key. I'm just different.
Got chased down.
I don't need to go to the corner. I might just wait on the defender. Just
look at him.
Just look at him. Might look at him up and down. Might try and untie a shoe. You never know.
Yeah, LeBron. Depending on how LeBron be doing.
You know, post him up, untie the shoe, and then start moving.
Yeah, LeBron. Seen that one. He's pro on his hand. He's looking at him up and down.
Oh yeah.
Pulling
a little jab. That's not.
Somebody made a post. Bronny.
Yeah.
Bronny said,
he dribbled three times standing. He gonna pull it.
That was funny, Brad. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
I saw like a fake report, and it was like, Sierra Kenyon point guard LeBronny James that started running.
You said what?
You never seen it? It was like, cause you know how like Bronny was trending, right, for what he did,
mm-hmm.
and it was like after the game, it was like Sierra Kenyon point guard LeBronny James that started running, cause like LeBron was on the
team. Yeah, yeah. The memes have been hilarious.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of
bro, made my day.
You ever think Bronny gonna get in trouble? I don't think so.
It depends on how LeBron.
He probably just gonna be like, hey, just don't do it again. I feel like LeBron cool as a parent.
You think he'll get in trouble?
No.
I think he's just like, man, pay attention next time.
Yeah. Just don't post
watch it. What you're doing on social media.
Yeah,
just
I feel like he'll just be like, don't post this stuff on social media.
You're not me yet.
he
can't do what I'm doing.
He don't do it. Well, he did it with a cigar, but that's different.
That's different. He's LeBron. He grown.
He can do that. He just won a championship, so he can do
LeBron.
That.
Yeah.
You're
not LeBron.
Wait, so what other topics have you already talked about?
We talked about, like, corona cases, how it's, like, 400. It's, like, more than, like, 400 a day.
Coronavirus.
Wow.
Then we talked about how, like, Cardi B and Offset, they back together. Like, they was back. They was partying with each other. Then we talked about how in Ethiopia, there's, like, people are getting killed for, like, their religion, what they wear, and, like, what they wear and like their religion and like what kind of like hairstyles and stuff, so things like that, and they doing it in Nigeria too, plus it's like concentration camps in China, so
okay. Wow.
Talked about that. That's really it. Well, you've been gone. Where you've been gone?
Somebody sound not interested. That's crazy.
Who, me? No, I'm just listening.
Oh yeah.
Said, wow. Yeah, I'm just listening.
Did we talk about music?
Wow.
What I'm supposed to say?
No,
like,
talk about music. You know. He dropped. I don't know if y'all heard about it. It was a song. It's called The North Side Slide. Some pressure. I cut it on at the house. I was like, yeah, this is it right here.
Yeah. I ain't hear it.
Yeah, I changed it too.
Who's the boss? I ain't hear it.
Who's the boss?
Yeah,
this one dude. You know, he a little big on the edges. But we ain't gonna get into that. His name is
I don't know who that is.
And his beard don't connect. But
wow.
But I can't be talking. No,
you know,
got a beard.
You know what? Somebody just lost their rights to the song.
Can he do that? But this dude named Young Tiller. I don't know if y'all heard him, but he got that one song. It's called Worth the Risk. You stream that. It's really a hit too. You know, you might have seen me on Snapchat singing it back in the day, a couple different times. It played while I was shuffling my music when I was in the shower, and I was like, oh yeah. Got a performance.
Hey, that's crazy. It played for me last night while I was driving.
I was like, hey, this is it right here. They wanted me to be in.
Man, I was trying to be cool about it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in the car by myself. I was like, yeah, let me just turn that up a little bit. Yeah, that's cool. I'm just gonna drive
man.
Right out.
Yeah, that's all. Bring out a little bit of the pain in me.
Not pain.
He was like, you just blocked me out of nowhere. Like, what I do? I was like. The North Side Fly, you know, it's by Young Tiller, featuring Trey the Texas Playboy. You know, he's
and that boy Willie Will. Don't miss that out. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, go check it out, man.
You know what?
You
know what?
We're gonna play it. You might see me on camera back here. You know, getting a little. little jamming on
with y'all.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Northside Slide. I think y'all should tap in with that. My young Tiller, young with a U, because he's different.
No O.
Hey, you know something crazy?
What's up?
I'm not the only person who did it. There's like 5 people going by the name Young Tiller. I looked on YouTube. It's like 4 or 5 different videos by somebody named Young Tiller.
That's crazy.
And then, like, there's a song on Apple Music where it ain't got nothing to do with me, but it says it got Young Tiller in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can stream it right to songs you ain't even know?
Bro, I was like,
but that's the system.
I don't know who this is. I guess I got to change my name up or something. So,
you're going to change it to Tiller Young. Nah, Tiller, young ex Tiller.
Change from Tiller to Tilla,
young
A H.
No, it'll be young T I L L A X.
Where the X come from?
I don't know.
Young Tillax.
It's gonna be like the X is silent.
Yeah, it'll be like, or like, no, nah, like it's a do. If you do young ex Tilla, it'll be like a space. You know.
Oh.
You know.
Young Tilla.
Okay. Like it's Y U N G X T I L L A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh. I got you.
Do I need to write it down?
No, I'm with you, bro.
You good.
You threw us for a loop a little bit.
You threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I'm with you, bro.
Tilla X.
Yeah, I was like young X, Tilla X, Tillax.
Tillax.
He said a lot of different names.
Young Tillax.
Young Tillax.
Nah, that'd be weird.
That is.
I don't know how you could do that. But right now, we're gonna take a little break. And right now, we got some Lil Tecca. I know I just played Lil Tecca, but we're gonna play some more Lil Tecca. It's called Chemistry. It's on his latest. It's on one of his newest albums. And yeah, we'll be right back after this. This is the Juice Radio Show.
We got some chemistry. I can tell that's why she wanna with me, yeah. She said she wants some Hennessy, and I know that her nigga wanna be, yeah. She wanna love with me, and I never agreed to fall in love with you. When you was coming over sneaky Lincoln, I think that you got a little comfortable. Come over, throw it back when no feelings over, till I come back when she feeling sober. Get these racks and we flip them over. Brody flipping packs straight from Arizona. We got some chemistry, I can tell that's why she wanna fuck with me, yeah. She said she wants some Hennessy, and I'm the that I think I wanna be, yeah. She wanna love with me, and I never agreed to fall in love with you. When you was coming over sneaky Lincoln, I think that you got a little comfortable. You flexing, it don't impress me cause we been doing that. Get a little bad, they don't know how to act. I got stuff with my heart, I got stuff with my rack. But I really like a bougie thick with a little flag. Stay low, let's stay low. I been had to drip before and had to pay souls. We gon' pull up to your party just to see what they on. And she said she needs a spot, I give her something to lay on. Come over, throw it back when no feelings over, till I come back when she feeling sober. Get these racks and we flip them over. Brody flipping packs, she from Arizona. She wanna love with me, and I never agreed to fall in love with you. When you was coming over sneaky Lincoln, I think that you got a little comfortable. We got some chemistry, I can tell that's why she wanna fuck with me, yeah. She said she wants some Hennessy, and I'm the that I wanna be, yeah. She wanna love with me, and I never agreed to fall in love with you. When you was coming over sneaky Lincoln, I think that you got a little comfortable. Come over, throw it back when no feelings over, till I come back when she feeling sober. Get these racks and we flip them over. Brody flipping packs straight from Arizona.
No side. Yeah, bang your head like this. Here we go. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air.
Now, ladies, yeah! Are you ready to dance? Do you want to go down? Like you don't give a damn.
Now,
from 9 to 5.
Now jump, jump, front and back. Forget about your problems on this track.
Now spin, and I can be your man. Now twirl, and you can be my girl.
Now dance, you shine like a pearl. Come with me, I'll show you the world.
now slide. Slide. Everybody slide. Slide. Let go left, right. Left, right. Let go left. Right.
Now slide, slide, slippity slide, slide with the guy to the north side, where the honeys is fine, I might make you mine, trying to trade up, painting for a dime, yes, you're divine, I'm trying to waste some time, so let's go and spend some time, writing rhymes and talking about how I'm about to make you mine.
Straight anger, what you think, Trey?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what you gonna say now?
Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air.
It's all good, baby, baby. Baby, baby,
put your hands in the air. Yeah. Hey, that's them boys, Young Tiller, Willie Will the Goat, and that boy Trey, the Texas Playboy, with, you know, the North Side Slide and whatnot. But we're going to talk more about that a little bit later. Right now, we have our friend in the building today. So if you would please introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Brooklyn DeGumbia. I'm a reporter at Fox 23. Thank you all for having me on today. I didn't even know it was going to be like this.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
It's a party every week.
Yeah. Every Thursday, 6 to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Had to throw a little self-promotion in there. But nothing wrong with it. But, yeah, so, you know, we're just going to hop right into the juicy stuff.
Yeah, what you guys want to talk about?
What's it like being a reporter?
Not what people think. This is really loud in my ears. I don't know if like nerving on the radio.
You can just do one if it's bothering you.
All right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's better. I don't know. I feel like people think that, like, people give us stories every day and, like, people are helping me out. Like, everything you see on the screen is me. I wake up, look for my stories, go out and interview people. They either approve my script or they don't, but I write my whole script. I go live by myself. Like, I'm my own camera person, like, 90% of the time, unless it's, like, a homicide or something dangerous.
Right.
But every single thing you see on the screen is me.
And so, like, you have to do, like, when you go and get your stories, is it like, do you have your stories before the day, or you have to get it the same day?
Same day. I wake up, go on Facebook. Some people will text me, like, you definitely have to, like, make a lot of contacts in the community, because people will text you and be like, this is going on today, that's going on today. Dang, I'm a freaking rookie over here.
It's all good. Like, you have to be, like, you have to be caught up with everything, so you got to get everything that same day. Like, there ain't no lacking.
Yeah, no, you have to, like, know what's going on. You have to know people. That's why, like, I just moved here last year, so I just randomly started getting contacts, and then once people trust you, they'll reach out to you and be like, come cover this, come cover that. But then there's some days, like, it's hard. I mean, I just be throwing stuff together.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. So what makes you go, keep you going each and every day?
It's definitely
What's
hard.
Your motivation?
Because, like, news is a business where it's such hard work, such little pay, such little praise. So, I don't know, I guess. I've only been doing this for 2 years. But, I don't, like, I like to talk to a lot of new people. Sometimes I'm in situations where I'm like, I would never be in this, like, concert or something, or, like, a high school, whatever, like, I don't know, just random stuff. I would never be here if it wasn't for my job. So, like, it's really cool. It's something different every single day, for sure.
So, it's, like, kind of like the teacher thing. Because, like, I know I've met teachers. They'd be like, oh, I don't, I'm not here for, like, the pay. I just like to do what I love. Like, I'm here because I do what I want. Like, I do what I love, man.
Yeah, basically. I mean, because, yeah, it's such a little pay. Same with teachers. It's just such a little pay. But, yeah. It's cool. What do you guys think about news?
Man, I think it's dope, man.
You do?
They're being on TV every day. So, yeah. I love it.
I used to actually want to be, I was interested in it once, but, like, I don't know. I like talking sometimes. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Are you thinking about, like, going into it?
I was, but not anymore.
No? You don't want to do that?
Yeah, same for me. I was thinking about, like, being, like, a sportscaster, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, Carl Hunt. I mean, yes, that person. Yes.
I said who?
Oh, Carl Kuntz. Kuntz, whatever his name. I know it's one of them, but yeah, he was the sports guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What happened with that? You don't want to do it anymore?
Nah, it kind of rolled off my mind.
Okay. I feel like everyone wants to be on TV at one point in their life.
Yeah. On a bucket list.
Man, I don't even know how I got here. Like, I was in South Dakota last year.
So, okay, so my question to you is, what made you want to choose to be a reporter? Like, you know what I'm saying? What put you in that mindset, or what started your career off for you?
I like talking in front of people. I don't know. I like having something to say that people would listen to and kind of make a difference with it. But it's hard. You know, everyone says, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. But, like, how? And then it takes a while, though. Like, I spent my first year in South Dakota because it's pretty hard to be on TV. You got to start in a small place. Shouldn't even have been in Tulsa. Didn't even apply here. Someone saw my stuff on YouTube, called me, like, come to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was like, looked on a map. I was like, all right, I'm coming to Tulsa. And then when, like, the movement stuff happened on top of COVID, I was like, people are actually looking at me now for, like, answers. And I actually felt like, I guess that's what keeps me going every day. Like, you know, I feel like I'm actually making a difference and I have answers that people are looking for.
Okay. So you said North Dakota, you said?
No, I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
Like from a big city, moving to a small city, how's that for you?
Are you talking about Connecticut to South Dakota?
No, since wherever you said, what was it?
South Dakota.
Yes, to Tulsa.
To Tulsa?
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, okay, so I'm from Connecticut, grew up there, went to Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in LA actually for like 6 months.
Okay.
I know. Saying it out loud is crazy.
Okay.
You're just traveling the world.
So, no, basically.
That's awesome.
So I guess, I don't know. Connecticut was like medium size, and then Arizona's huge.
Okay.
LA, obviously. And then South Dakota was so, I hated it over there. Like, no, I really was like, not
was
okay.
It cold?
Yes. It was like -5 degrees. I was the only morning reporter. And I would stand in the snow. I would stand in like 6 inches of snow and go live by myself. Like I couldn't even feel my hands. I was trying to like twist the dial on the camera. I literally couldn't, it was the worst. So I almost like just quit news and went to YouTube, honestly, and then Tulsa called me. So, but your question, going from, I guess I've just lived in so many different places. I don't like smaller places. Are you considering Tulsa small?
It's like medium.
I would say it's a good size.
Yeah.
But
it's a good point.
Yeah, no, I like it here. I think it's a good size city. Y'all all from here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
okay.
Born and raised.
I was born in like a small part of Texas, but like we moved here when I was a couple months old. So
well,
you
gotta
be
different.
I can't say born and raised.
A couple months though. A couple months.
Like, hey,
man's not trying to lie.
I'm
keeping it real. You ain't even a year old yet.
I'm almost there, bro. Give me the time.
If you think about it. Out of the whole group, I'm the only one that's different.
I'm from Chicago.
Whatever. Hey. So. Tantan, man. Gotta
wait, time moving. I tell everybody I'm from Tulsa. Watch.
I'm gonna
do what it is.
Yeah, it's just not. I don't know. It's just not that very good. I mean, it is, but. It's,
what, Tulsa?
No, you're talking about the mic. But,
oh. It's all good.
To me, Tulsa is a cool place. Yeah. It is kind of, to me, it's small because, you know, everybody here knows almost everybody.
Man.
So that makes it kind of small.
Starting to realize that. everyone knows everyone.
And so that's really just about it. Like, I don't know. I've been down to Texas. That's really just about it. And it just feels bigger than here.
Most of.
I feel like stay here too long.
So, do you have any, like, I guess, like, what are your goals? Like, do you plan to, like, stay in Tulsa, or, like, do you plan to, like, go to a certain state or to a certain company, or, you know, like, what is your goal with, like, news?
Definitely don't plan on staying here. I really like it, but I don't know. East Coast or West Coast is definitely more my thing.
I'm mad at you at all. Might just meet you there.
But my goals, definitely, I think I want to go to, like, the social media side of things at some point. I feel like more people, like, resonate with me better on social media than on the news. I'm, like, the youngest reporter at Fox, so I have a different kind of, like, vibe, and I'm sure y'all saw my story with June. That's probably why I'm here. But, but yeah, like, definitely go to the social media side of things. But still the same realm of, like, telling stories, you know, meeting new people and just putting it out on the internet instead of TV. I don't know when that point's going
to
be.
I mean, that's a smart thing to do right there. You know, that's a new wave. Not very many people watch TV like that anymore. It's all
exactly.
Like, they're all on the internet.
Yeah.
And so I know when I'm on YouTube, I see a lot of news stuff. I'm like, oh, that seems interesting. Let me
mm-hmm.
check that out for a little
definitely
bit.
Like Complex, like
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
stuff is blowing up right now.
Oh yeah.
So
right. My
yeah.
favorite thing with them is the sneaker shopping.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me with different celebrities.
Yeah. That's
mm-hmm.
what I like.
Yep.
I was watching like lyrics and slang. That stuff comes far. I ain't gonna lie.
So speaking of social media, where can we find you on social media?
Instagram, Brooklyn DeGumbia, just my name.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, it's Fox 23 Brooklyn DeGumbia.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, it's Brooklyn DeGumbi because it was too long for the A. So, and I got verified, so I can't switch it.
Oh, okay. Blue check mark.
Yeah,
man.
Big flex.
You think you can help me get mine?
I don't know. Instagram won't verify me. They said I'm off brand, so.
I'm on Twitter more than I am on Instagram.
That word. It's cool. We met some
shoes. You verify.
Oh
here.
My God.
You verified in my eyes.
After I said it, I was like, I don't know if I should have just said that like that.
You got a blue check in my eyes. You cool.
It's crazy how like a small blue check just means so much these days.
Man, so much. So
yeah,
much.
Crazy.
I wouldn't know how to act if I had one.
I don't know how to act.
Change the whole demeanor.
You walk around like I got a blue check mark.
Hey, somebody say sorry, sir. You can't come in here. Do you know who I am?
I have
a blue check mark by my name on Twitter. You cannot talk to me like that.
You're not a VIP, like.
Right, like, bro. You want to know what I got? A check mark.
It really doesn't feel that different, honestly.
Pointing at people inside the club. Do he got a check mark right there?
Man,
you can't come over here.
Like the first 2 days, it's cool because people reach out to you. Oh, you got the blue check mark, but then
yeah.
no one really cares.
It kind of died
right.
down.
Yeah, like anything else.
You say that. You already got your
well,
check mark.
We trying to get there.
I'm gonna get you your check mark.
Okay. You want to help us get a check mark? But
with that,
before we go, we would like to ask you for a little bit of words of wisdom. So. What would you have to offer for words of wisdom?
Definitely work hard. I didn't even get into any colleges right after high school. Like, had terrible grades. And I can't even believe I'm where I'm at right now. But, yeah, work hard. You know, try to inspire as many people as you can. Put your voice out there. And just be you, you know.
Just be you.
Be you.
I like
get
it.
That check mark too. Sounded good, didn't it? Yeah. We're going to roll with that.
I'm going to have to steal that catchphrase.
You don't got a check mark yet, so it ain't going to sound as good.
Just be you, but do you have a check mark? I'm just kidding.
So, it kind of got me there. Give me a couple years. I'm going to be there.
This is the Juice Radio Show, and we're just going to take a quick break. We would like to appreciate you for coming in and talking
appreciate
to us
y'all.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is Juice Radio Show right now. I got Drake, Laugh Now, Cry Later, featuring Lil Durk. And so we'll be back with you guys.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I ran into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty, come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some n****s attack, and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half, and she took the whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did he be at when they said they doing all this and all that? I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not play that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her weed. She telling me Tay is the best. Pointed at who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stretched. Bring Drake to the hood, surround Drake around. Even though I got a case, I'ma do what it takes. And I never been embraced, and the money's hard to make. So I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did he be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of Ritz and forgot about the bed. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't get it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my still eating. Back out it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, spilling the tea. And then Shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. It's hard to believe it. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took a whole thing, slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I was in the first, I'd be clean as a soap. control the feelings, I don't need a remote. Got some minions and I'm about to keep cleaning up. Girl, I wanna, I'ma kill him with antidote. It's my persona, baby, and I thought you would know. High let the engine run, I need a breather line. High business, said this don't fire like a pole. I ain't the runner run, I got a business gun. High cause some signs, so I call him so low. Under some big bees and my cousin a folk. I sting like a bee, gotta watch your approach. I can't believe that you had a G for a show. You know you need, but I can't believe you are. Around, but you gotta keep it on low. Ain't pee now, baby, I'd rather see you grow. Nobody wanna see you doing better than them, though. I wanna see you do better. Fly, I'ma need a propeller. Fly, when it's cold on the water, like a sweater. Sweater, when I'm high in the train, you know what? One time you can hear my voice, I sing my song, control my song, cause I got one life, you can give it time, let it rain on a rose umbrella. Peace in the rose umbrella. These in the rose got dwelling. I'm in my mind, I'm out of my grind. Now they got a vendetta. They got a vendetta inside, and going inside. And now I'm up, getting water, up, getting water. I wanna see you doing better.
Okay, okay, okay. We back, we back, we back. Whew. That was a fun little interview. You know, she wanted to get back on the air with us again, but you know, we couldn't do it again because we just told her she had to come back another day for us, and we had to interview her some more. But yeah.
What you doing, cuz? What you over there doing?
I wasn't known. I know it wasn't known. You know what I'm saying?
We got some time.
Man, slow introduction. But well, during that time, you know, we had a little ICM walk in the building. You know what I'm saying? We didn't give her a proper introduction and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, girl. Bring it on.
So, you know.
What's up, y'all? It's ICM.
We couldn't hear. Hold up. Let me turn it up. We couldn't hear.
Start over again.
Try that one more again.
What's up, y'all? It's ICM. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Oh, she's giving us that fast pace.
She giving us that. How you doing?
She's
trying to be different today.
Yeah, I'm different.
Using it normally. This day. What's up? It's your girl.
ICM.
Or she like, hi, y'all. It's ICM.
Man.
I'm not telling her.
Yeah, you know, had to get back on the mic. You know, my blue check verified friend just followed me on Instagram, you know.
She followed everybody.
She followed everybody.
Guess I'll talk to y'all, you know. Like I said, you know, it's chilling with these blue check verified.
And you don't get no check.
Really,
by the way, you
really
be beefing.
To have my face out here, you know, they might see me, might be on TMZ, you know. Cause I got blue check verified friends, you know.
Oh, my God.
Y'all tired of me yet?
I hear crickets.
All in one.
It's that hole in one.
It's gonna be a TMZ report saying Willie the Goat has now been verified on Instagram and Twitter.
They gonna have a whole story like it all started with Boom 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 when
Brooklyn DeGumbia took a picture with Willie the Goat at the Juice Radio Show.
And tagged him. That's where it all started.
From a tag.
He's going to be sitting in like a dark room and say, like, yeah, man, it all started here.
Hey, that boy's going to have the dark glasses on. He's going to sit back.
Had a shit right here.
It all started here. I was just doing nothing but on the radio show and she tagged me in a photo.
Next thing you know.
He's going to put with Jordan. You gonna
put right here, got the shades on in the dark.
I love to thank him. He'll thank everybody but the main person.
I mean, I like to thank everybody.
He'll pull
start thanking people that didn't even have nothing to do with it.
Like,
like to thank Obama.
He'd be like, my friend.
Like to thank LeBron James.
So I took it personal.
I took it personally. They didn't think I had my blue check. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody except her on accident. Be like, ah, dang, my bad. got too into the moment.
They didn't think I was gonna give them checks. They didn't think I was gonna give them checks, so I gave them checks.
Hey,
now look at me.
Check it out. Yeah, you didn't even tell us about your week or nothing.
Yeah, you really did.
Go ahead, tell us about your week.
Don't mess with us no more.
Okay, sorry if my breath smells like Fritos. I just ate some. Talking about, my week's been okay. It's nothing really interesting. Don't be doing that. But yeah. I've been chilling. We don't,
Shut up. Oh, my bad.
We on fall break now, so.
How your fall break been? We was talking about fall break earlier. How your fall break been?
Good. I mean, I just been chilling.
Work?
Leave that girl alone.
But it's been good.
No way, bro. What's that?
No. Even Professor laugh.
My name. Now, blew some eyelashes off my face, man. Boy.